USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Utah college student missing 11 days was abducted and killed, and her remains burned in the yard of a man now facing aggravated murder and other charges. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said Ayula Ajay will be charged with aggravated murder, kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and desecration of the body of 23-year-old Mackenzie Luck. He was arrested without incident by a SWAT team. Ajay, age 31, is an information technology worker who attended college on and off, but never earned a degree and was briefly in the Air Army National Guard. Ivana Trump has announced that she split with her former husband and longtime companion, Rossano Rubicani, after years of dating since their divorce in 2009. The separation was amicable, and Ivana and Rossano remain friendly but are no longer romantically involved. Ivanka Trump is the former wife of United States President Donald Trump and is the mother of his three children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge has prohibited President Donald Trump from using $2.5 billion in military funding to build high-priority sections of the prized border wall in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. The judge in Oakland, California, ruled in two lawsuits that the use of the money is unlawful. The administration is expected to appeal. Another tough state abortion law is facing a legal challenge. Chris Barnes has the detail.
Abortion providers and advocacy groups suing the state of Georgia over its new law that bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, Center for Reproductive Rights, and other organizations filing a lawsuit challenging that law, requesting that a judge prevent it from taking effect and that the judge declare it unconstitutional. Georgia ACLU Director Sean Young says the Supreme Court has already ruled in Roe v. Wade that a woman's decision to have an abortion under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A lawsuit says a former West Virginia University student has permanent brain damage because his fraternity brothers didn't help him after he fell down the stairs at a party, ridiculing his unconscious body for hours before calling 911. The filing from the father, David M. Rusco, alleges that fellow students posed for selfies with his son, squirted ketchup on him, and posted pictures on social media. Video footage showed Rusco, age 22, had difficulty breathing and was unresponsive while the party continued in November 2018. By the time someone called for help, he was bleeding from the nose, foaming at the mouth, and his brain was not getting any oxygen. The suit was filed saying his son is now paralyzed and needs 24-hour nursing. He is seeking compensation for his son's injury as well as punitive damages. The defendants include the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity and more than a dozen students, as well as the frat house's mother. The university suspended the fraternity and disciplined all members, according to the Morgantown police. Controversy didn't drive Megan Rapinoe, but a big moment did, scoring twice in the much-anticipated clash with host France to send the defending champion United States into the semifinals of the Women's World Cup with a 2-1 victory. 2 days earlier, Rapinoe had been called out on social media by Donald Trump after a video of her surfaced saying she wouldn't visit the White House. The top-ranked Americans are now headed to Lyon to face number 3 England in a semifinal match on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.